This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 170 for Tuesday, October 27th, 2015. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
Cool.
That is not in the script.
I think it is now.
Then we should change it so it just says cool. No, normally in the script it says if you can ink it, we can talk about it.
You know, I'm just going to copy Carrie and go, hola.
Hola.
Hola. I know.
All right. So here we are. It is Tuesday. It is podcast day.
Back home, baby. I'm getting tired of this traveling thing.
One more to go.
I would like to stay home for a little while.
Well, you got 2 weeks.
I know.
And then we get to leave again.
I know, but then we're home for 2 months. I'm very excited.
Yeah, it's awesome. Last weekend, actually, we got back Sunday morning. I'm getting ahead of myself, but last weekend was the Michigan Penn Show.
And it's not even in Detroit. It's not really Troy.
It's in Troy, which is, but it's a northern suburb.
Interesting experience.
The show itself is just fine.
Yes, the show is great. Small. Basically, it's a club show, which means all the guys in the club get together, rent a hotel ballroom, and a couple of us from out of town come in, and we just sell to each other and to whoever shows up.
Yeah, it's like what us, Bill Weekly, and the Grays from out of town.
Yeah, I think that's about it. Yeah,
and then everybody else is a local, so. And even the Grays only have a two. They said they had a two-hour drive.
Two and a half. I'm really
That's
jealous.
Crazy.
Yeah.
But So
the hotel was. I don't even know the word for it.
Is disaster a good word for it?
So bad. It's been at the same hotel for the last several years, and every year, it's a not great hotel. This year was by far the worst. I think it's also the least we've ever paid. So maybe using the AARP discount.
I don't know if it was the worst. That 1 year was pretty bad as far as.
Oh, in Arkansas?
That one was bad. But the 1 year in Troy was bad just because of the party. The party going on. But yeah. Barring that.
The lobby's fine, and then you went into the wing that had the rooms, and there's this kind of sickly sweet
musty
disinfectant kind of smell, and you wonder what it's covering up. And then we get into our room. I think that there probably were two double beds in that room at one point. And now there's a king, but there were some holes on the wall with a big line drawn on it, which is probably, to line up where the other headboard was to be bolted to the wall or something. There's a big tear in the carpet. I went to hang up our clothes in the closet, and one of the two closet doors fell off. It was bad. They brought us a refrigerator. It had no shelves. It had nothing on the door to keep anything on. It was
a couple of the outlets in the room did not work.
It was bad.
I tried to plug in our iPhones to charge them after the trip, and they didn't work. So I had the farthest possible place in the room to plug the phone is the only outlet that worked. Lamp didn't work.
Yeah.
It was exciting.
It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. And then in the morning when I went to get coffee, it has a decent little coffee station out near the registration desk. There were four employees behind the registration desk, which was 4 feet from the coffee bar. Not one greeted me.
Yeah, well.
Not even hi.
They were probably scared because of what kind of coffee they were
having. It was like syrup. It was really bad. Yeah. So
normally you drink anything, right? Just about.
It was pretty bad.
Well, and so Wayne in the chat saying, well, Wi-Fi, that's all that matters. Well, that was another thing, right? So they had Wi-Fi. And so I connect and I'm sitting there and I'm going, what's going on here? And I'm looking, and it must have taken about 2 or 3 minutes.
No exaggeration, folks.
2 or 3 minutes before I actually got an IP address, and then nothing. Absolutely nothing. It took probably another 5 minutes to load a page. And I said, that's not acceptable, because, you know, I'm not going to do that. I mean, I just used my phone's connection, and that was great. So yeah, it was
pretty bad.
The cable was bad.
Oh, there was no, I mean, there was, I guess, cable, but you got one station.
Yeah, it wasn't, there were a couple, but it looked like, it reminded me of watching a VHS tape of a tape of a tape, you know, and it was really fuzzy.
It was bad.
But you know what? It's okay. The bed was nice and comfortable. Once I got over that fear of a million little bugs in the bed, and I literally got up in the middle of the night to check to make sure there weren't any bugs. Once I got over that, we're not there to sleep. We're just there for the show.
Well, we're not there for the amenities. We're there to sleep and the show.
Sleep,
yeah.
Right. So we got in, we left Thursday, around noon.
Mm-hmm.
And we got in, about 10:30 ish.
I think so. Yeah.
Maybe we left about 12:30 or so, our time change, and, got into the room, got settled.
The plan was to come in the night before, get some sleep, and then go to Somerset Mall the next day. And we wanted to go to the Mont Blanc boutique and Paradise Pen. We never get to go to other pen stores, like ever. We never get in at the right time, or we have to leave too early or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we figured this way we'll schedule it. For $44, we can spend a night, right?
Right.
There was no Mont Blanc boutique in the mall.
It closed down 2 years ago.
the folks at Paradise Pen remembered us from last year. It was nice to chat with them, and then they came to see us at the show. But you know, a big part of the reason that we wanted to get in the night before didn't exist anymore. So
yeah. So well, you know, I will say Paradise didn't have a nice selection of Mont Blanc for a tiny store. It's not very big. But they had a decent selection of Mont Blanc Star Walkers, which is cool to see, because we have access to all these in the catalog, but you know, unless you see them in person, you don't know.
Right.
But anyway, hopefully it'll be nice to get some of those in the future. That kind of
yeah. But overall, you know, the show was, the nice thing about Detroit is it's not crazy busy. It's really low key. It's a great way to pretty much end the year. We have one more show after this, but it's an easy drive. It's not super busy. You can walk around and talk to everybody. We've done some really good buying at this show in past years, and it's just nice to hang out. We also do dinner with the Grays every year, and so that's our dinner ritual, and we have a good time.
So let's see. Let's fast forward into Friday. Shows 3 to 7. We got in noonish, maybe to set up. Anyway, a decent crowd. We got to see our good friend Mike Kirk, fellow Appleton Pen Club member and treasurer, and a bunch of other folks. Hector show up. Hector didn't show up till Saturday.
I think Saturday. Yeah.
It's a Friday was real low key, and looked around, didn't really find anything. I think I spent $1. I spent $1 this weekend.
You did.
I bought some Esterbrook cartridges, and that was it. We went to dinner with the Grays over at the California Pizza Kitchen, and then woke up. And Saturday is 10 to 6. And, you know, it was a nice steady day and a little bit of a lull in the afternoon, but our good friends from Canada showed up. Doug and John and a bunch of the other guys.
My boyfriend, Doug.
yeah,
it was Doug and Rick and Dave and John and the rest of the gang, but those are the important ones.
Yep. So that was fun. And of course, Hector showed up and Mike Kirk was there again. And, you know, it was a decent show. And we did well, and we got to see some good friends and not have to work as hard as we normally do, and that was nice. I got to leave and come home Sunday morning, but at 5:30 we rolled in.
I think it was about 6, which for us is actually kind of cool. I know it sounds crazy the way we travel. We left crazy traffic. Oh my God, you could not pay me to live near there. And I've lived in St. Louis and Tampa, and I would not want to deal with Michigan traffic. Oh my God. But we pulled over, took a nap, and then got home about 6 in the morning, unloaded the car into the store, and then went home and slept. And the plan was to just sleep until we woke up. And I think it was about, I figured it'd be 5 or 6 hours, but it was like 3.5.
It was like 3 hours. Yeah. Okay. Oh, time to go.
But here in Wisconsin, winter's coming, so we started on some of the winter house prep. We did some of the storm windows, and you washed the vet, and did you mow the yard?
I did mow the yard. My Fitbit did not work, so it kind of ticked me off, but anyway.
I did some groceries, and it was just nice to kind of have Sunday and do Sunday things. Our son came home in mid-afternoon, and we went down to the store, and we got 2/3 of the way unpacked.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff done. So,
it was good. Then we came home, and
that was that.
Had dinner, and went to bed.
It was a good show, and for those that made it out, it's a friendly little local show, and. A good warm up to Columbus coming up in about 3 weeks. So, do we want to talk about your pen, paper, and ink for this week? Can we do that?
We do. I was trying to find
a couple minutes.
Yep, I was trying to find the cool things that I brought home, but I can't.
So last week it was all me, pretty much, and this week it's pretty much all you. So,
you know, I like it that way. Mm-hmm. All right. So ink. Let's do pen first, because that'll lead into it. The pen I have been using ever since it arrived.
Of course.
Is, of course, the new Twilight Vanishing Point. And I got to tell you, I know you hate this, Wayne. Oh, there it is.
There we go.
It's really gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. The way the purple shades into the blue is just breathtaking in person. It's truly not... It's far prettier in person than in pictures. So that's what I've been playing with. And I carry it in my purse. I keep it on my desk. I'm constantly checking to make sure I know where it is because it's so pretty.
Well, and once they're gone, you're not going to be able to get another one. So
exactly.
You got a nice low.
I did get a nice low number because mine came in early. And thanks, John. And so I've been playing with mine for a couple weeks, and Brian used it for the video and all of that good things. And so I took it over to the ink books, and I wanted to match the purple because I knew that the light blue would be really hard to match. So I matched up the purple, and there were actually several options, a couple of which I didn't want to put in the pen. So I went with Omas Violet, and it's absolutely a perfect match. There were a couple others that would work as well. One of the Ackermans, Ackerman number 14, was really a good match as well. But I went with the Omas, partly because I love the bottle.
You know, here's a trivia question for you.
Okay.
Or a little piece of trivia for you. Do you know what my first actual bottle of bottled ink ever was?
Omas Brown.
Omas
Blue.
Omas Green from the Miami Pen Show. Remember when they were giving them out that year?
No.
Anyway, you use an Omas Violet and you like it?
I love it. I love it. It's, you know, between the pen and the ink, it's good flow. It's a pretty color. It's nice and bright, but it's not obnoxiously bright.
Well, I didn't see Ink It Up, so I'm going to have to try it out.
You are going to have to pry it out of my hands.
Well, you know, that might happen. And so what are you writing it on? So we've got this great pen. We've got this Omaz Violet. And what paper are you using?
I think we talked about this or maybe started.
We alluded to it. I don't think we actually ever mentioned it.
Okay. Well, we got in the Atoya Haiku Journals, which are a really cool notebook with this flap that I love. And then you can fold it over in the back. It's hard to do this backwards, but we've all been playing with it.
Drawing on there. What the heck is that?
Oh my. Must have been Chris.
Yeah.
What is that? So anyway, we've all been playing with it with different pens and different inks to see.
It's Japanese paper.
It is Japanese paper. Atoya is the company that distributes Sailor. And so the feathering and bleed through is next to nothing.
Yeah, I actually tried to make it bleed through. And the only time I was able to partly successfully do that was with, I have a Mont Blanc 149 with a double broad nib that writes like a paintbrush. And then I could kind of get, and it writes wet at that.
Yes.
I could kind of get it to show through, but that pen's going to bleed through anything. So,
yeah. It's really a nice size, and I don't know if you can see, but it's got a larger dot than the Rhodia dot, and I like it a lot. It's subtle. Yeah, sorry. It's subtle, but it's just enough so that if you can't write straight like me and you kind of roller coaster all over on a blank page, really, really like it a lot. I like the spiral bound, and I love the flap that keeps it all together. I hate it when my notebooks get that raggedy.
You can flip it around on the inside, and you've got like a little folder on the inside.
Yes. Yep. On the back, there's a pocket. So you can put things in here, or the flap can fold into the back cover pocket as well. It's really well designed.
It's nice. It's really nice. I wish they made it in a smaller size, but they don't. So. But it's nice paper. It's very smooth. Good stuff. Nice strong wire bound. But
So that's what I was playing with this week.
So cool. And that is up on the site. And speaking of what's going on in the store.
Oh my God.
So this week, I'll tell the brief story. I think this was probably earlier in the summer. A gentleman came in whose father owned, it was either a jewelry store or an office supply store. I think it was a jewelry store. But he had all these pens, and he emailed us in advance. And he told us, he says, well, listen, I'm coming to town. I have all these pens from my father's store. If you're interested in purchasing them. And he gave me the list, thankfully. And when he showed up, I didn't expect for them all to be new old stock in the box with stickers, with foil tags, the whole ball of wax. Parker 51, Parker 21, 21 Super, 45. There's a Parker 40, a couple Parker 41s in the batch. Sold a couple to our dear friend Ivan right away. Ivan always gets first pick. But then I let the rest sit in a box until this last weekend. And pulled them out, and they're pretty sweet. When do you see Super 21s with foil stickers? Or you know, there's 51. There was a couple 51 specials in the box. You know, I mean, just really really nice stuff. Clear sacks, ply glass sacks, never inked. And then on top of all that, unrelated to that jewelry store purchase. I dug out my 51 plum and put all that up. Got it up this morning, some of it yesterday afternoon. So there's a bunch of vintage Parker, mostly new old stock stuff up on the site. And actually, I should be showing this here. It's really cool. Here's one of the ones in the box. You know, I'm not a huge fan of 21s, but boy, when you see a Super 21, which is the better Better 21, new in the box like this, that's really a cool piece. So,
well, it's time for some of these to move on to new homes.
Yep. So we got those up. Also this week, we got a couple new videos up, and today was the Monteverde Limonada. And if you haven't,
I love that blue.
Yeah, that's a cool blue. It's a cute little slim pen. So there's more up on the blog on the Limonada, which came out earlier in the year. And there was I did a video on the Twilight.
Love the Twilight.
And why don't you tell people what is coming in this week?
Oh my God. So I'm going to skip around in our order here.
Skip around in our order?
I am. Visconti leather pen cases will be on the site tomorrow. We got in the 12 pen cases today, finally. We've been waiting on those. So all of the cases will be up tomorrow that we currently have. And the Platinum 3776 celluloid pens just went up this afternoon. These are gorgeous. There are no words for the gorgeousness.
Here's one. The stone, they call it.
It's a stone.
It looks like vintage black and pearl.
It does. It does.
Really, really cool. I've liked these pens since I started collecting. And maybe my favorite is this one here, only because I don't have a picture of the other one. This is the Koi.
Koi, that's a gorgeous one.
Red and like an ivory pearl. Mm-hmm. Really, really outstanding. Really neat material. It's unlike almost anything on the market. Of course, it comes with the standard Platinum 3776 14 karat nib. Just really, really cool looking pen.
Great writers. There's also a tortoise and a jade that we've sold a couple times already, and we have another one coming in, I think tomorrow.
Awesome. Tomorrow's going to be a really good day.
We have the Twisby 580 AL in blue coming this week. It should either be tomorrow or probably Thursday.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to be a neat looking pen. I know that's going to be popular, and like any new Twisby release, it's going to be crazy right off the bat. So I'm going to have to hold off to grab mine.
Yours.
I think I want one. I think I want one of those. I haven't had one. All right. Well, okay. Well,
we can fight over it.
We'll fight over it.
But anyway, so the blue Twisby AL will be here either Wednesday or Thursday. So if you're thinking about getting one, definitely go on the site, fill out the back in stock notice. We did not get as many as we requested. So we got a decent amount, but it's not going to be enough. So, and as soon as you receive that email that says, here's your link, click on it.
We're also getting something in tomorrow. Is it tomorrow or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Have you checked the tracking notice on this?
Yes, I have. Okay. All day. One of the other reasons Brian put up so many of the pens this week was last week we received, it was Thursday, just before we left,
yep,
we received an email from Sailor that they had some, I don't know if they were cleaning out a storeroom or what it was. But
I don't know where they came up with these, because these pens are not in the catalog.
A couple of them are not.
And they haven't been in the catalog since we've been dealers for the past 2 years. So,
and had we known that they had these pens, we would have bought them ages ago.
We'd have bought them and we'd have sold them 10 times over. Exactly. That's for sure.
So we placed our order, and the email, I believe, was sent out to everybody at the same time. And so we were, you know, getting ready to leave and saw this and went, oh my God, we have to have this. And we placed our order, and we are receiving in tomorrow, sit down, some Pro Gear Mosaics. They don't make anymore. So Pro Gear Mosaics.
I don't make Mosaic anything anymore. The last Mosaic in the catalog was actually the 1911 Standard as well as the King of Pen. But Pro Gear Mosaic? Out of this world.
We are getting in a 1911 large Micarta.
That's going to be cool. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Looks black, not brown Micarta like the Twisby Micarta. This looks like a 1911 large, that same body in a black Micarta. It looks really cool.
Well, you can bet we'll have some video time with these. I think it'd be worth it to document these. So
absolutely. But what else are we getting? We're getting a couple transparents. We're getting a couple old teaks. And some of you may remember that I have an old teak that Brian gave to me, I think, when I had my first eye surgery.
Yeah.
I think that was it. Awesome pen. A little bit smaller. And Sailor doesn't do too many wood pens. So this is a really cool pen. So we picked up a couple of those. We picked up a couple of the Macquier pens. And here's the cool thing. Since some of these were closeouts, I believe the Macquier will be reduced a little bit.
Macquier is actually already reduced on the website.
Okay.
So.
Yes. So we've already got that up. I will put the Pro Gear Mosaics and the Micarta up tomorrow. And these are going to be.
No, you're not. I'm just going to take them.
No.
Anyway.
I would say
people just keep an eye out on the blog. We'll have an announcement when this stuff comes out. It'll be tomorrow, but I don't know if we'll actually get around to getting it because it's usually kind of in the middle to late in the day.
Of course, Brian will be jumping up and down and grabbing the box.
Yeah, there'll be some pictures on Instagram and stuff like that for sure. But keep an eye out on the blog. We'll have a little thing about it when all that stuff is ready to go. So.
And
last but not least,
one more thing was when we were in Detroit. Mike Krutt, a good friend of ours, had this big box of old ink blotters. And I brought them home and I can't find them. I thought I put them in my bag. No. Maybe not. Huge box of vintage ink blotters. And so now until we run out, we will be including one of these in every order that will fit it. So if you open up your package from us and there's this random vintage blotter, that's why.
Yeah. Some of them are quite old. Some of them are from 30s and 40s, even before. There were a couple from the 20s, but I kind of kept those for myself. But
Found them.
But some of them are big.
This one's the biggest.
Yeah, that's cool. That series has got a bunch of cool little, I don't want to call them cartoons, but graphics on them. So anyway, we're throwing those in, and we've got a contest this week.
We do.
What are we giving away?
We are giving away a Brouse calligraphy pen. In fact, these actually work really well, and I use them for Christmas cards. So I will, it's also kind of my way of starting on Christmas cards. They always seem to sneak up on me.
So the question for this week, and I'm going to put this in the chat here.
We're coming up on an anniversary.
Second correct answer to giveaway at AndersonPens.com. What year did we open our brick and mortar store? What year did we open our brick and mortar store? Second answer to giveaway at AndersonPens.com. I will be monitoring those emails while you go and
vamp till ready.
Talk about
That's obnoxious. Turn that off.
Sorry. Do we have shout outs this week?
Hector and his wife and Mike Kirk and everybody in Detroit, you know, big kudos to the organizers. They don't want the show to be really big, but they do a good job. Saturday morning, a couple of the club members bring in bagels and cream cheese. They do have better coffee in the ballroom so that, and they keep that going pretty long. I was impressed with how long there was still coffee available.
Yeah, that was good too.
And So kudos to Lita and Eric and everybody in the club for keeping the just keeping everything organized and well run. So any winner yet?
We do have a winner. Okay. And I'm pleased to announce the winner here.
Okay.
Because this particular person has been on the short end of the stick about the last three or four times.
Okay.
So the winner is none other than, and it's appropriate too, none other than Mr. Fountain Pen Day himself, Kerry.
Oh.
Is going to be the winner of the Browns calligraphy set in the year. The correct answer is 2013. We're coming up on our second anniversary, second end of our second full year. So congratulations, Kerry. And I think
get that in the mail to you tomorrow.
Get that in the mail. And I think that's it for this week, huh?
I think so. We're still getting caught up on laundry, and we put all the storm windows down today and discovered we were doing some of them wrong. So we're going to go check everything else.
All right. Well, that's it for this week, folks. Thanks for listening. Use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Oh, is this my turn now? No. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and all other social media as Anderson Pens.
The blog where you should be checking out daily is blog.andersonpens.com.
And the website is andersonpens.com.
Check out the social media for updates and new products or events in the store. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week. Have a good night, everyone.
Bye.